Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Happy hump day, happy Wednesday, happy June the 8th, 2011. You are listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Reports, if you notice, it's with a Z. So, reports. So, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And it's a blessed morning. I send much love and many prayers and everything to you and yours, okay? Wow. I sound excited, huh? Those Mavs won. Oh, my God. Yes. Congratulations to both teams. You know, I commend them for being the two that are competing to win that trophy and win that ring. But it ain't over till it's over, like Lenny Kravitz sing. Wow. 86-83. It was exciting. Now, I didn't fall asleep last night. Wow, it was exciting. exciting, was it not? I was quiet, though. You noticed that. I did not tweet. I did not go into the Mavs.com or ESPN Dallas chat rooms or anything. I was just wondering how the game was going to end, and it was so exciting, like a suspense thriller. Wow. I mean, both teams are so good, and they're so competitive. And get well soon, Dirk. Wow, Dirk playing ball, 101 temperature. Oh, my goodness. So take good care of yourself, and my prayers are with you and your trainers and doctors. Oh, really, my prayers are with both teams and their trainers and their physicians and coaches and owners and so on. But get well, Dirk, so you can do your thing. Because, I mean, Duke refused not to win a championship. And Tyson Chandler, oh, my God. See, Tyson Chandler is one of my favorite players, regardless of what team he plays for. And so, I was, like I said before, I was so ecstatic when he and the Mavericks decided to partner up. You know, he decided to become a member of the Mavs, and they wanted him to become a member of the Mavs. I mean, he said from day one that he wanted to win a championship. Well, he had an attitude when he was with his previous teams also, but he definitely proved that he's focused on that goal. That, you know, it's so close that he can taste it. So, you know, it's great. So, you know, both teams really been doing their thing. Wow. Please call. You guys could call and say good morning or something and talk about the game. My Mavs fans, of course, call. But I'm also a fan of Miami. Feel free to call and talk about those Heat. Or just call and talk about, hey, we have two teams have two new coaches. Mark Jackson is now the coach of Golden State. And last night on Lopez, I saw Coach Mike Brown was on there doing his thing, you know, talking about how excited he and his family are. So, you know, and I'm so glad I didn't oversleep because I was going to go right to sleep. I watched a repeat of Lopez tonight, and I saw Coach Mike Brown, and I turned the channel on VH1, so, and I tweeted to you guys, my fellow purple people who love Prince music and support Prince, because I guess yesterday they must have played Prince all day, but I was preoccupied doing other things, but last night from 1 to 3, I was preparing to go to bed. I slipped on the VH1 Soul, just back-to-back Prince videos. I mean, from hits to rarities. And so I tweeted out to some of you all that might not have known. So I even tweeted to VH1 Soul because they were talking about, hey, we're on Twitter and so on. I know they tweet now. I need to tweet to them to if Arson Brown's trailer is on, 85 trailer, excuse me, is on their playlist. I mean, hey, what they're waiting for. Or maybe I'm just missing the video, just missing his trailer being played on the music networks. It's not like I just sit in front of TV and watch music videos. But, you know, if his EP dropping in August, they should start at least rotating his 85 trailer somewhat. It's just me, just my, you know, my thoughts and my opinions. But, yeah, I'm just ecstatic. Wow, this is amazing. And the next game is, what, Thursday in Dallas. Then he head back to Miami. So this is very interesting. But today's topic is about life after a major romantic breakup or divorce and what's next. And looking at your life in a positive aspect as in an upbeat way. It doesn't mean when we go through a breakup or divorce, sometimes even when it's mutually agreed, sometimes people feel emptiness or, you know, heartbroken because they feel like they're a failure at something or et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, sometimes it's only one-sided. Maybe one person wants to break up and another one wanted to stay together. So how do you cope with, hey, to, you know, really I guess, coming to terms with it's a possibility this relationship is really over. This relationship, we come to terms to know this relationship is definitely over. You know, in earlier shows, like one of my first shows when my friend Big Mike, that dude, Smith, co-hosted with me a few times, that when we were talking about, I think, Second Chances or something like that, not Second Chances, it was another show, maybe that show after that, he brought up questions to me regarding the things like that, Second Chances, and you know how people just keep going back together. I especially in everyday life and in celebrity life sometimes, I like to see people, you know, go back and forth and get back together, but to me that should be boring. I mean, when something's over, it should just be over regardless of how heartbroken you are. And I love stories when people reconnect and get back together, get married a second time. I mean, I've had an uncle, may my uncle rest in peace, love of them. But in their younger years, they were married and then they got divorced. Then they realized, hey, we're really meant for each other, and they got married again. And they married, just stayed married. My uncle, I love my uncle so much. We used to go fishing and everything together when I was a little girl, and we used to spend good times together until his last days. I used to go see him at the retirement home that he was staying at, that's in my neighborhood, near to his last days and so on. So it's one of my favorite uncles. But I love success stories like that when people remarry or get back together for many years or so on. But that just going back together, getting back together, to me, in my eyes, that's a waste of time, especially if you're involving other people. And if you're dating other people, you're seeing other people, to me, you're hurting other people also. So really, I think when you're going through, I know I've been married unsuccessfully twice, short-term marriages, which I've talked to you all about before. I'm still in my second marriage, which doesn't make any sense to be legally married. That's negative energy that I don't have to deal with and shouldn't deal with. And so I'll be so happy when I am divorced. Because it's very stressing, it's very emotional. But then when people are a couple and are they married and then kids are involved, wow, you have to really be mature and be an adult and deal with a win-win situation dealing with you. If you're in a new relationship or not, how your social life and your new relationship and with kids. If you don't have kids, you still have to be mature and be civil adults. If you can't be civil, you definitely should not have any contact with one another. I mean, that's and then some people tend to always talk about their previous relationships. If they were bad breakups or bad divorces or not, when they're new to getting back out, not just in dating, but just talking with people. To me, it's okay to bring up a person's name and maybe mention or talk about something every once in a while, but always bringing up this same ex name. How can you get over the breakup or the divorce and move on? And I mean, do we ever get over stuff like that? Even with my, I loved both of my the guys I said I do to. Will I say I do ever again? I don't know. And I need to hurry up and get divorced to see if I will again. But I'm looking forward to living a productive, happy, single life. I'm a romantic, so I love being in love. And I'm naturally monogamous. So, and yes, I am heterosexual, because that getting to know me part, that's not a frequently direct question, but I have much love for my LGBT community. Ever since my childhood, the LGBT community has been an important part of my life and in my ups and my downs and my dealing with my supportive romantic relationships I've been in and everything. But, I don't deny being F-R-E-A-K-Y, but I am heterosexual for those who tend to vibe my, what is it, my androgynous type of a personality. So, you know, so on. Just another frequently type, like I said, it's an indirectly type, Now, if I was bi or so on, I wouldn't be in the closet. I just let you all know that. If I was a bi, I wouldn't be in the closet. I would, to me, it's a blessing for a person to be in love and to have another individual to love them regardless of their gender. And ever since I was a young girl, I've always been supportive of, to be honest, same-sex relationships and marriages and so on, because I've been friends with and I've worked with and had bosses who were in same-sex relationships, and I looked at their relationships as partnerships, as marriages. They, you know, they're a couple. They live together and so on. So that's a whole other topic. But it's still pertaining. A lot of my listeners, a lot of my supporters are in same-sex marriages, and they go through breakups and split-ups and divorces also. So, yeah, this is part of the show, that topic. It's very important to be supportive of your loved ones when, regardless of their sexual preference, when they're going through breakups or divorces. Nowadays, divorces aren't just man and woman. It's, you know, female and female and male and male. So it's important to be supportive when people are going through certain situations. If you're supportive of, if you are, you know, if you're, how can I say? If you're totally against same-sex marriages and same-sex relationships and you pretty much don't understand, you understand the feeling of, going through a breakup and going through a divorce. That's just what I'm saying. And, yeah, if I'm not giving my lesbian, why, or not bae, why am I talking about this? I just said I have a lot of listeners. I have a lot of supporters who are members of the lesbian, bi, gay training community. And my friends have always been supportive of me. So, it's just part of my language and part of my life to include important people and important issues. But because it's something about a broken heart. My heart has been broken not just from romance issues, and I've had some fun romantic relationships. Really, I wouldn't have said I do to both the guys I did if we didn't have fun, loving, or relationships at that time. Who goes into a marriage saying, oh, my God, this relationship that I have with this person really sucks, so I should say I do to this person? Oh, man, it doesn't make sense to me. So in both my relationships, I mean, pre-marriage and at the beginning of the marriages were really fun, you know? So, but the thing is to get into things that you probably have never been into but always wanted to take interest in, things that you always wanted to do when you were in that relationship, and then don't stop doing some things that you had fun doing when you were in that relationship with that significant other. Continue doing things. And also when it is important to surround yourself around people who are supportive of their coworkers or friends and finding new friends, really. I'm not talking about online dating and stuff like that. I'm not an expert at that. I've registered on online dating sites and so on, like, just to see what type of vibe they have. But in the near future, I have to do a show about, like, online dating and dating for those who have experienced, those who haven't experienced major breakups and divorces. So, you know, that should be an interesting topic and an interesting show. And before I go any farther, I need to think? Did you all enjoy Monday evening's show or not? I mean, if you really enjoyed Monday evening's show, where, I mean, this was like tea time. This was like an episode from The View. I mean, maybe not The View, but this was like tea time. Wow. Miss Sheila Ramsey and Miss Janice Lewis and I, we had a blast on Monday evening talking about the popularity of opera music and their recent events that they've, the recitals and so on that they've had scheduled, and fundraisers that they have been participating in, raising funds for their future trip to Los Angeles to compete in the operaworks.org/summer2011 Advanced Artist Program. Wow, we really had a great time, and I hope that that you all learned a lot within that 30 minutes duration of the show. And so they are eager to come back on the show this coming up Monday at 5:30 p.m. AM is just not happening with them. And if you remember when I started producing the show, I did come on sometimes on evenings. Like my first show was concept show, my introduction show, my premiere show was at 5 or 5:30. So at 5:30 p.m. again, we will be talking, we will be continuing our conversation regarding their work here in Jackson and in other areas, and OperaWorks and how they're preparing for OperaWorks and what their 4 weeks in Los Angeles will entail. Monday we covered a lot of info. I mean, it was just a blast. But there's much more to talk about. And then I'm not going to tell anything. We'll leave some of you all in suspense. They will also share their status, their relationship status with everyone. Or, you know, if they're single, if they're not, if they're dating, or if they're not. So I won't say anything now. I won't tell their business. I'll let them tell their own business on Monday. So you know, that's something that a lot of my friends and I who, how much personal life do you share and how much do you not share and so on. So, but they're looking forward to sharing that part of their personal life, their romantic statuses and so on. So not only we'll be including all of that, because that's important to know. It's important to know, I know, do they have a significant other supporting them or not, and so on, and are they open-minded to dating or not, or are they just focused on their career? Because some people are just focused on their career, don't want any distractions. And I think that my thing is, I'm really open and focused on advancing my education, career, because I definitely need to make my own money. I'm saddened that I don't have as much money as I would like, that I thought I would have right now in my bank account, and my own money. And so I am really focused on advancing my career, my health, my mother's health, of just, you know, well-being and lifestyle. But I'm a people person. I love people, and I love love. And so I'm open. I'm always open-minded to love. But the thing is that it's important to have your priorities together also, because you can, you know, it's important to use common sense in your everyday life. That's basically what I'm saying. So some people, you know, are open-minded to dating, and it's good to meet like-minded people that's supportive. You have to allow the right person in your life to support you, and vice versa for you to support them also. It's not one-sided. If you get involved with someone who's supportive of you, don't you think it's only right for you to be supportive of them. Even if it's something that you're not really into, it's important for you to learn as much as you can about it and to be supportive as much as you can. And, you know, you never know what happens. I do my best to practice what I'm preaching, you know. But my thing is to have a positive attitude and to be optimistic but it's good to have that. If you're single, you're seeking a good, healthy single life. If single people like to have a social life and like to have friends and like to have people that they confide in and so on. And then if you're looking for love, same thing. You want somebody that will be there for you. You're not going to get into something that you don't want to work. Now, if you're just out there having healthy, clean, you're just a single adult having a healthy, living a healthy lifestyle. If you're having casual sex or you're celibate or not, to me, that's a consenting adult's business to do as they please, as long as they're not hurting anybody and not hurting themselves. But it's important to, on a show next week, the topic would be about spring is here and summer's near. What are singles doing? We always hear about, you know, family outings and things for mom and dad and kids, but what about single parents and what about singles that don't have kids, like singles that have pets? You know, like me, it's a lot of us that exist. We love kids. It's a lot of single people that love kids and love being around kids too, but then sometimes adults need to have fun and, you know, with adults. And our show next week will be about, you know, spring is here and summer's near. What are some fun things for adults to do? Activities and places to go and places to travel to. If it's a staycation, if it's a vacation, or you know, just fun activities that people can do this late spring and early summer. But the time, wow, time is almost up. 2 minutes. And I have my friend Roughneck on the line, and this always happens. And it was something else I had to say. Wow. Okay, let me switch on to him, because this time has really gone by. And what's up? What's up? Gonna be a beautiful day. We had some rain last night. Some strong winds destroyed some areas of Jackson, some light poles, but we didn't have any tornadic weather, but we did have some windy weather, but not in my neighborhood. We just had like a little, had a nice downpour, which we definitely needed. And it's gonna be sunny and hot today and supposed to be a little scattered rain, but hopefully it doesn't do anything damaging. So I'm excited. Congratulations to the NBA. And, Polexico Burns is out of jail, so out of prison. So congrats to him. So congrats to he and whatever team chooses to sign him. He's a free agent. So, he's open. Open. So let me switch on to my friend right quick and see what he has to say for the last minute or whatever. And remember to visit my Mark store, my e-boutique with Mark Cosmetics at mymarkstore.com/Bethany Williams. Thank you. Roughneck. Hello. I guess he's not on the air. I still see his number. I thought he was on the air. I guess he wasn't on the air. But we only have about 39 seconds left. I know he has a lot of advice regarding life after major romantic breakup or divorce. And to be honest, I'm looking at research notes, and I really haven't referred much to my notes. But I'm going to look at what's important is for you to reach out to others, to allow yourself to grieve, take care of yourself. Those are important things. And just, you know, do your best to move on in a positive way. So time is almost up, and I thank you all for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And we've exceeded 15K, and I thank you so much and look forward to communicating with you all later on today and this morning. God bless and happy hump day. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I really appreciate your support. God bless.